we are very excited as a ministry, excited as a country on this very important milestone that we've achieved. A team of 50 surgeons, anesthetists, nurses, cleaners managed to perform an operation to separate spinal stream. And as you know, it's not every day. This is a very complicated procedure that you need professionals of the highest caliber, that you need a lot of planning ahead of the operation and a lot of execution. And therefore, our doctors and the nurses to pull this off, it says a lot about the caliber of professionals that we have and the institutions that are doing this. We have been hearing about all doom and gloom in the public healthcare system, but it has just proved that great things are happening, and this is just a sign of things to come.
Was there any collaboration with international doctors outside of Zimbabwe, or was this a wholly Zimbabwean project by Zimbabwean doctors?
It was a wholly Zimbabwean project by Zimbabwean doctors. That's where the joy and the pride is. You know, most of our doctors, they've had exposure to all these things, but they have never had an opportunity to actually practice what they know and what they can do. So the team that is there is a team of experienced pediatric surgeons, a team of experienced anesthetists, theater nurses, even the cleaners, and the people that have been doing the handwork. The whole team is wholly Zimbabwean, planned and executed by a wholly Zimbabwean team. That's something that we need the nation to stand and take note, that they have this caliber of professionals amongst them who can deliver and do such a feat all by themselves.
What does the success of this operation mean for Zimbabwe, which is currently facing huge economic challenges, including the near collapse of the health sector?
Well, it means we've charted a course that is an upward and forward course for the health of this nation. This is just the beginning of the signs of things that the health professionals can do. What it means is the health care of this country is going to change and is already changing for the better. And we've taken a huge leap here. And we're looking at other things that we otherwise were not doing, like renal transplants. And we're already making plans to start doing these things.